And any last minute words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Michelle, it's been a pleasure to join this conversation. I thank you for
having
me.
Their sick coworkers as the culprit, Chris Carrenti, VP, and Jeff.
All right. I apologize for that. We just got interrupted by a little commercial. So look forward again to seeing you at the summit. Thank you, Kathleen. You're listening to Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia has failed to uphold the agreements that had been entered into under multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson slamming Russia for its support of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
These agreements stipulated Russia as the guarantor of a Syria free of chemical weapons, that they would also locate, secure, and destroy all such armaments in Syria.
What's notable is Tillerson's remarks critical of Russia come just hours before he leaves a G7 summit in Italy for Russia, where he's now meeting with Russia's foreign minister. Republicans scrambling to hang on to a U.S. House seat in Kansas that's been in GOP hands for many years, as a special election's happening to replace Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, who's now the CIA chief. The Republican who heads the state treasury is trying to hold off a Democrat who's a lawyer and a veteran. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way, 800-936-9080, or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
Syria and the impact it's having on U.S.-Russian relations, not the only foreign policy conundrum facing the White House. It seems North Korea is very angry that the U.S. has deployed aircraft carriers near the Korean Peninsula.
The North Korean foreign minister said the country will defend itself by powerful force of arms. Leaders in North Korea added they see this increase of ships and other warships as a preparation for an invasion.
That's correspondent Mark Mayfield. U.S. Pacific Command says the move was made to improve readiness in that region and to conduct training exercises with South Korean forces.
The reason the president has brought this team together is to offer a diverse set of opinions.
That's presidential spokesman Sean Spicer playing down continued reports of tension and turmoil in the Trump White House. Spicer telling a briefing yesterday the reports are overblown.
He doesn't want a monolithical kind of thought process going through the White House. He wants a diverse set of opinions.
There have been reports of conflicts between senior advisor Steve Bannon and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A best-selling author says Arkansas's plan to execute 7 death row inmates over a course of 11 days is, quote, a spectacular train wreck. In an editorial in USA Today, Arkansas native John Grisham calls on state officials to cancel the executions. The governor, Asa Hutchinson, wants them carried out before one of the state's drugs used for lethal injections expires. A bright light that streaks across the California sky has dozens of people scratching their heads, as we hear from Jason Campidonia.
Witnesses reported seeing a bright green flash streak across the sky for a couple of seconds last night. Several people posted on social media security footage of the light contemplating what they saw. Some say they heard explosions, while others thought it may have been a plane that exploded mid-flight. No wreckage was found, and it's believed that the light was a meteor seen flashing across the Southern California sky. The light was seen as far away as Arizona. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
NASA's inviting people to adopt a small piece of Earth. It has divided the globe into 64,000 sections as part of its Adopt the Planet program in honor of Earth Day. Now, those who step up and adopt a 55-mile segment will be able to print out a certificate, explore scientific data about that section of land, and they'll have some bragging rights, but the space agency emphasizes the adoption does not come with any ownership privileges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. chilly reception in Russia today. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is to meet with Russia's foreign minister. Syria expected to be at the less than a week after President Trump ordered that cruise missile strike on a Syrian airbase. Syria, of course, a huge
369080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona.
About at the summit.
Cool. Sounds good. I'll be all ears. Looking forward to that. Awesome.
All right.
Well, as usual, thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you in a couple hours.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle will be on at 11 o'clock. And as you just heard, a great little interview going on. And Michelle helps me with the investment update every morning at 8:30. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter. I'm going to go and give Jen Winbury a call over at the Hunter County Library. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com. I have Jen Winbury from the Library Show on the phone. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Happy Library, National Library Week, right?
Is that the? Yes, it began Sunday.
Sunday. And you were telling me off air that there's something scheduled every day.
And pretty much today is National Library Workers Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come into the library, thank your library worker.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is National Bookmobile Day.
And we have a bookmobile.
We do. We're one of the few libraries left in the state that still have a bookmobile.
So what's the typical schedule and that bookmobile's...
week life?
Yeah, what's its schedule and where does it go?
Sure. On Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 3:45, we're in Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Parked across from the school. on Thursdays from 1:45 to 3:45. We're in Bloomsbury, parked between the church and the municipal building and the firehouse. And on Fridays, we are in Stockton 1:30 to 4 at the school. And even though Stockton doesn't have a library, because I don't know if you know, it's the smallest school in the state.
Right.
It's still essentially a one-room schoolhouse. They don't have a library, so we act as their library, but the public is still welcome to come. And we then in the mornings, we often take the bookmobile out to nursery schools.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow we're going to Lester D. Wilson, an elementary school in Alexandria Township.
Right.
And they do a tour. We celebrated Read Across America, which is Dr. Seuss's birthday, with Robert Hunter School in early March.
So the bookmobile seems to be, for lack of a better term, a marketing campaign to entice kids about reading.
It is. And to make people aware of the library, our website, hclibrary.us, has a picture of the bookmobile on it under our branch page.
Yep.
And it's a very outstanding design. It's blue with gold lettering. It mirrors our library cards. It was designed by Jim Thatch, my co-host on the library show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it coming for miles. So just driving it around the county makes people aware of the library.
Yeah. But most of it is children's books. Is that right?
We have children's and adult books.
Mm-hmm.
Everything below waist level is for the children, and the higher shelves are for adult books.
Guys, I thought of everything. That's pretty cool.
And one cool thing about the shelves on the bookmobile is they're all slanted back.
Uh-huh.
So that way, if we turn a corner,
yep,
they stay on the shelf.
Getting back to your library workers' day, so now what does the work entail to keep the books, obviously, neat, which you just talked about, but also keeping it stocked with things that kids and adults are looking for?
Well, the bookmobile specifically, it's a finite collection, so we change it frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to have the same users, and we don't want them to get bored.
Right.
But the big library, and we have the headquarters in Raritan Township, North County branch in Clinton, the South County branch in West Amwell,
mm-hmm,
are our branches. I select books continuously for them. We order them, they come in, they get processed. If we have you want to read a book we don't have, you request it, we get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
The books, we've got ladies at the front desk, well, and gentlemen too now, who check books in and out.
Right.
And they go out mostly for 4 weeks. Some only go out for two. And they renew automatically, so library fines are becoming fewer and further in between.
It's not your biggest source of revenue anymore?
Not anymore, no. But it's created a lot of goodwill.
Yeah.
And then we have some reference librarians upstairs who will answer questions and help you with the internet. And, of course, we have our children's department,
right,
which is a very important department, because you got to get the kids. And we try not to lose them if they get to the upper middle school and the high school grades.
Yeah, you got more distractions nowadays. So you're competing with a lot more things.
Sure do.
Let me ask you this question, because I've been in Hunterdon County now for, 17, almost 18 years. And since being part of, helping out with the chamber and stuff like that, and knowing you, it occurred to me that all the libraries most of the libraries in Hunterdon County are all part of the same county library system.
They mostly are.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Lebanon Township, the Bunville Library, one in Frenchtown, Highbridge, Holland Township, Tewksbury, Reddington, and the Three Bridges section of Reddington. Those, we call them affiliate libraries.
Right.
They're staffed, their township, the municipality staffs them and keeps the building running.
Mm-hmm.
We provide the books and the computer equipment, and your library card can be used at any of those places.
Right.
Milford and Lambertville are standalone libraries.
Okay.
They, their library taxes go to support their own library. And Flemington Public, we have a historical reciprocal borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one time, the county library was actually in Flemington.
Right.
In the building that's currently Flemington First.
Yeah, so that's what I was. That's kind of what I was driving at. Is that when I grew up in northeast New Jersey, you went to the municipal library, the town library, and at that particular time, you know, obviously it wasn't as connected as it is today. But you know, the county library and that municipal library, they had reciprocal arrangements. But for the most part, the town library was it. That was the place you went. You had a library card there, and if you wanted to get a county library card, you went to get a county. How did this library system grow up in this manner, where a majority of the libraries in the county are all kind of under the same system?
It seems it's a very historical arrangement, mm-hmm. And some of them go back. And on our website, each library's history is detailed a little bit. Bunnville joined the county library in 1978 when they opened. It becomes more beneficial. We have greater buying power, so we can get greater discounts.
Mm-hmm.
State law requires libraries have a professional librarian on staff. They're required to have a master's degree in library services. And so by joining with the county, these smaller libraries didn't have to have they don't necessarily have to have their own boards, so most of them do. You know, they can still serve their local population while still meeting all the state requirements.
Right, right. Tell me a little bit about. I've been to the library occasionally. I wouldn't say I'm a frequent flyer of the county library.
Well, we did a live broadcast several years ago during
that. I did do that. In fact, I stumbled across some of those photos just recently, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness.
My family uses the library extensively, and I hear you guys, and you do your show every Thursday, and I hear all about the other things. The library is just not books. There's so many other things that you folks get involved with, so the library has become more of a social gathering place and information exchange as opposed to a book checkout.
Exactly. We have programs here in the North County branch especially, usually one or two a week. In the evenings we have lectures, we have concerts. I just booked the teen runner-up for the Food Network's Chopped show. She'll be here in July. Cameron Kohler to give mm-hmm. to talk about her experience on Chopped and to give us a little demonstration. The Friends of Our Library, whose book sale is coming up at the end of the month,
right?
They provide us with movie licenses so we can show movies
mm-hmm.
a couple times a month. Movies that a lot of times we have really long hold lists for because we do circulate DVDs, so you can come see them on a bigger screen,
right? And you bring up the point that the world is evolving and libraries got to keep up with the times. How does the library system and what group of people come up with the new trajectory of the library?
We have a management team, but anybody who works here, I get it a lot in ShopRite. People come up to me because they know who I am and they say, wouldn't it be great if the library could,
mm-hmm.
or if people go visit other libraries?
Right.
One of the most successful things is something I got the idea. I was in the Bernards Township Library in Somerset County, and they had book group kits,
mm-hmm.
which were a bag of a dozen or so copies of the same book with guided questions, and they checked the entire book out to a book group. So the book groups didn't have to scramble.
Okay.
To get books. So, you know, we try to listen. And every county is different and has different needs. So we try to change as they need them.
Neat.
During Superstorm Sandy and the snowstorm the previous year, when so many people were without power, we were a place where people could come. We got extra power strips and they could charge their devices. Tractor trailers were giving away water in the parking lot, as you know, from the county.
Yeah.
So we can become a clearinghouse for a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah. I recall you guys being a place of to helping out during those times of trouble as well. So
yeah, and we're actually getting the county got a grant to install a couple of generators.
Nice.
We will be getting one this weekend.
Awesome.
So that's really exciting that we won't have to close.
All right. Excellent.
Know, something like that happens again.
So last question, Jen, for the day. I know we got you got the library show, and you guys talk all about your great things, and I love listening to you and Jim all the time. What's new and upcoming for the library? What's the vision a couple years from now?
Well, that's the exciting part. You don't know how it's going to evolve. You know, if 5 years ago ebooks were just starting,
right,
and now our ebook circulation is in the thousands every month. We do offer free ebooks and downloadable audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
We offer streaming videos.
Yep. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we do. It's through a service called Instant Flix.
About that.
It's a lot of independent films, a lot of film festival films, a lot of Sundance. And we also offer downloadable magazines that with your library card you can check out. The latest Good Housekeeping, ESPN, something like that. And essentially, once you download them to your device, they're yours forever.
Wow.
So you can refer back to them. It's hard to say where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly is. We need to stay flexible.
Yeah, definitely.
So that we can, not react,
mm-hmm.
but look toward the community for what do you want your library to be?
Cool.
It's not my library. It's
yep.
their library.
Yep. Excellent. As always, appreciate it, Jen. Thanks so much. Have a great, happy library week, and we'll talk to you on Thursday when you and Jim come on in.
11 o'clock.
All right, 11 o'clock.
All right, thanks so much, Chris.
Take care.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye.
That's Jen Winberry from the Hunterdon County Library giving us insight into the library. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdonshimmer.com. The Hunterdon Harmonizers are warming up. We'll have them here in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And he shot my teacher friend of his.
Or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And he shot my teacher friend of her forehead.
That's a 7-year-old witness to a murder-suicide in a San Bernardino elementary school classroom yesterday.
He came in and very, very quickly upon entering the classroom, started shooting.
That's the San Bernardino police chief who says Cedric Anderson shot his wife, killing her, and then killed himself. But in the process, he also wounded two students. Sadly, when it comes to one of them, the chief says,
he's 8 years old. Tragically, he has passed away.
The other student is hospitalized. Syria's on top of the agenda as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meets with officials in Russia today. The Kremlin saying that U.S. airstrike on a Syrian airbase last week has damaged relations between Washington and Moscow, as Russia's a big ally of the Syrian president. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to orderzona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or orderzona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
The CEO of United Airlines, apparently undeterred by the backlash over the forcible removal of a passenger as the airline was trying to find room for a United Airlines crew that needed transport, in a letter to workers that was obtained by CNBC, Oscar Munoz calls the man seen in the now-viral video, quote, disruptive and belligerent, and he says employees and law enforcement did the right thing when they dragged him off the plane. It's the first full workday for the nation's newest Supreme Court justice. Here's a report from Sharon Reed.
I, Neil M. Gorsuch, do solemnly swear.
Neil Gorsuch is now the 113th Associate Justice of the High Court. During a public swearing-in ceremony at the White House, Gorsuch took the oath of office from Justice Anthony Kennedy. The Denver native had once worked as a law clerk for Kennedy. The president called Gorsuch a great appointment and pointed out he got it done in